You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Last week, while we were celebrating Diwali and worrying about the rise in pollution the next day, thanks to some very smart people who decided to indulge in fireworks after all, a friend forwarded me a video on Instagram. It was a very powerful video of 14 women with one message: make divorce normal. The video starts something like this. It says, divorce stigma is real. When will society stop judging us? It was shared by Shashwati Siva. Shashwati has been running a support group since last year for those who have gone through a divorce or are in the process of a divorce or those who are contemplating one. In those 3 minutes of that video, you see and hear 14 women giving an idea of the stigma they faced while they were separating from their partners and the things they continue to hear after being divorced. And it's not something so alien, you know. Even at our homes, I'm sure we've heard our elders talk about people who are going through a tough marriage in very hushed tones. At my own home, I remember when I was a kid, my dadi said to me that in our family, we don't do second marriages. We do everything to make a marriage work because it's all about compromise. I didn't question her then, but she's understood now what's more important at the end of the day. It's a person's happiness, whether you are in a relationship or not. But there are still many people out there who look at divorce as some kind of a disease. At a time when we are talking about equality, equal pay, sharing workload, development, change, it's so strange that we continue to put people, especially women, mind you, in brackets. Someone is too short, someone is too tall, koi zyada gora hai, koi zyada dark hai, someone hasn't married by the age of 35, someone has married too early at the age of 21. People have something to say for everything. And divorce especially is looked at as if it's the end of a life. It's certainly not. Now the good thing is that women are speaking out and creating this ecosystem of support which is encouraging others to break free if a particular relationship is not making them happy or if it's not working. But yes, happiness is more important, obviously. And this is what today's episode is all about. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the third season of The Millennial Mind. Shashwati, who's a food entrepreneur in Mumbai, was trying to finalize her divorce in 2018 when she felt that there should be some sort of a platform that could guide other women to go through the process she was going through, whether it was the court work or the emotional toll of a separation.
It was when I was in court in 2018 that I actually realized the need for a support group. I had separated from my partner and we were just getting a divorce. And despite having a good support system around me, I realized that it can still feel very, very alienating. And there is a lot of credibility in connecting with people who are going through the same lived experience. So, which is why I really, really wanted to build a community around it.
It definitely wasn't easy, as she told me.
I think people just end up saying a lot of things, you know, things like, you just need to adjust, you're the woman, men will be men, and what's going to happen to you after you get divorced, or, you know, why do you need to talk about it as if you're actually proud of getting a divorce? It's bad enough you got a divorce. You don't need to really talk about it.
What did help her in the process was the support of her parents. Her parents were initially in shock because of her sudden decision, but they eventually understood her point of view.
I think I'm very, very lucky. My parents really supported me. My friends were there up at unreasonable hours to talk to me. And to be very honest, I realized the importance of a support system only at that point of time, and I will never take them for granted again. And I knew that it's not a privilege that many people actually have. So that is what I wanted to use to kind of like help others and, you know, be there even if it is strangers.
Starting from January last year, Shashwati has posted many stories about how she went from being terrified at the thought of her marriage falling apart to someone who is comfortable being a single person. And that has encouraged women across India to reach out to her for help. She's assisted them by putting them in touch with lawyers, counselors, therapists, and create a network of people who are there in times of need. But of course, there's a lot that needs to be done. The taunts, the discrimination, as Shashwati tells me, is still very much widespread.
And all of this just continues to happen, you know. Rishtas come with men who are either like above 40 and divorced. Like, why does it need to be that way? Why does it feel like divorce is the end of the world? Why does it have to change my identity? And if I have to go out in public, why do people have to talk about me in hushed tones?
Harshini Sridhar, she's a single parent, is part of Shashwati's group. She guides people, especially single parents, on how to cope with the divorce process. I'll let Harshini explain her volunteer work.
So I joined Shashwati's support group to help people get through this whole process, especially single parents. This was to help them understand custody, what sort of a psychological impact this will have on their children, what are the legal aspect of this, as well as the emotional aspect of going through a divorce. I was separated since 2014, and my divorce came through around 2018. But during this period, I didn't really have a big support system, right? My parents were incredibly supportive, but given that they were also going through this process with me, there wasn't much of a support system outside of that.
We all cope with trying situations in different ways. For Harshini, her work became her way to stop overthinking about a divorce.
So, you know, during this time, I threw myself into work a lot. I had a new job, which was exciting, and that really helped. And I spoke to my closest friends, right? But around this time, I think 2015, 2016, there really weren't so many conversations about divorce that was happening. So therapy helped a lot. But you know, I later realized that that might not be something that everyone could afford. And there were also a lot of people who were doing this all by themselves, right? They did not have family support. So that's one of the reasons I decided to help others using my own experience.
During my conversations with both Shashwati and Harshini, they shared a lot of experiences of the things people said to them. And many of these people were from urban, so-called progressive families who you wouldn't think would say such things in the first place. Here are some experiences that Harshini shared.
Remember this one time, you know, when I was looking for an apartment in Chennai and people simply refused to rent it out to me, and their reasoning was, oh, she's divorced, you know, it'll be difficult, random men will come in around all times. And bear in mind that this was when I was looking for an apartment with my parents and son, not just for myself. Not only that, you know, we are tambrams, and this generally happens at weddings. During some of these ceremonies, you know, we have to ask the sisters of the groom and generally women to participate in. A lot of times I was told to stay away because it was considered inauspicious. This might not be done overtly to my face, but very subtly said, oh yeah, you know, I would be subtly sidelined away, but a couple of times actually told, sorry, you're inauspicious. Even co-parents, right, in the school, some of them would say, oh, your child is going to pay a big price for your decision. And one other example is, this hasn't really happened to me. But I've seen my friends who are in the same situation go through this, where at work they are told that, oh, sorry, we're not giving you extra responsibility because, you know, you are a single parent and you have a child to take care of. So yeah, it is everywhere. Things have improved for sure, but a lot needs to be done as well.
Chennai's Indu Gopalakrishnan started a support group called Project Kintsugi in February last year after ending her abusive marriage. Coming from a conservative family, the idea of being divorced was difficult for her to accept, let alone be comfortable with. But in January 2019, she shared a post on her Insta handle. It read, "I may not fit society's definition of a perfect 30-year-old woman. My current life is actually every mommy's nightmare. Divorced, depressed, and 30 with no kids, and with a Tinder account. But I finally have a life where I'm learning to put myself first without feeling guilty. I do things that make me happy. I say no without being apologetic." When I spoke with Indu yesterday, she shared that her parents were initially not too happy about her divorce.
I come from a very conservative South Indian family where things like divorce, domestic violence, or, you know, things like these are not dining table conversations. And when my family found out about my divorce, they were also equally shattered because none of us saw that coming. So it took them a while to come on board. And while I did have a great support system in terms of, you know, people around me, friends, I did not have anyone to go talk to about the divorce. Like, because of the taboo and the stigma around it, I could not go talk to another divorced person to ask what happened in their divorce process, how to approach a lawyer, you know, for things like that. And yeah, so and given that, you know, all of that was happening quickly and I was also processing it, I did not want to put my parents through the whole process. So I decided to do it all by myself, and I didn't involve them in the whole process of going to the court, meeting lawyers, you know, things like that.
Indu realized the importance of her initiative early on.
So in February 2019, when I was going home from Hyderabad to Chennai, I was on a bus. So I decided to post a poll on Instagram. You know, I had put together a few questions on mental health and seeking support and how comfortable are people in getting help. And with that, I also posted saying that I'm doing a meet and greet in Chennai. And that was my first meetup. I had 9 women who showed up. That's when I realized that there is a growing need to have these conversations, and that's how the whole journey of Project Kintsugi started. And it's not like during the lockdown the numbers of domestic violence have increased. It's just that people are speaking out more now. And again, this could be just based on what I see through my social media and what I hear.
Shashwati, Harshni, Indu, they're all not trying to glorify divorce. That's definitely not the idea. All they are trying to do is make divorce normal.
I will never say divorce is great, and I'll not promote divorce. Yes, it is difficult, and nobody wants to go through it because they want to. But sometimes it is a better option, and that is okay. And I think if things don't work out, and if someone wants to consider that as an option, that should be fine, and we need to normalize that. And people are definitely, at least from my experience, I see a lot of people being vocal about it these days. They're comfortable talking about it on social media. That heaviness of the tag of being divorced, I think, is coming down a little bit. People are more comfortable reaching out for help, more comfortable talking about it. And I think that's an improvement.
And beyond social media also, there are people who don't put others in brackets, though they are very small in numbers. Harshni shared something with me that shows that there's still some hope.
So So I am getting married this January and he's never been married before. So obviously there are people for whom whether you're divorced or not, doesn't really matter. But there are many for whom it matters a lot. And that I think really needs to change.
Absolutely, this habit of judging people, it's not right. Who are we to decide what's good for others? Yes, we should definitely support people and offer suggestions whenever they need and ask for them. But that's it. We don't know what struggles the other person is going through. And being divorced is not something that should define a person. After all, there's more to us than our marital status.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.